got there, and he brought me into his office and closed the door and said, two stories have reached me, which I'm not sure are accurate or not, but have come to me by means which command my ear, and which, therefore, I think the President ought to know about. I don't want to be pressed, he said, please, on how they got to it, but I think that the President should know, and I thought you were the one to tell him about them. Number one, Joe Pulitzer, Pulitzer, is talking about how, after his meeting with over here, he came away shocked that he was read materials, and others there were read materials from the confidential files of a government employee. This profoundly disturbed him and shocked him. The second story is that the Hearst people are having great pangs of conscience today because, having been offered this material earlier by a White House aide, and the secretary said the name of the aide was not given to him. If it had been, he would have given it to me, but the aide was not mentioned. Having been offered this material by a White House aide, they now have Solinger's denial that the White House was involved in it. And they are discussing, the Hearst people are discussing, if they should not have a story which says that they were offered the material by the White House. They're having pangs of conscience that they know otherwise. And isn't it decent journalism and honest journalism to say so? Now, the secretary closed the conversation, which lasted about 6 minutes, by saying, again, I do not know how authentic these stories are, but they have gotten to me, and I feel an obligation because of the great awesomeness I hold for that chair over there that he sits in, for him to know about them. And I said, thank you, Mr. Secretary, very much.
What does he think he ought to do about it?
Well, he didn't have any suggestions, but Walter and I talked, and we said, well, should the President know this? And only if he can do something about them. And we decided that on number one, that nothing can be done. On the Pulitzer story, nothing can be done. On number two, however, if it's not true that this material was offered by a White House aide, and Walter does not know who in the world could have done it, and I know that I don't know who could have offered it to anybody in Hearst.
No, I don't believe that's right. I believe that what Walter told me is that Deloach FBI told him that he might tell him that this guy was no good, and Walter told him not to, because we didn't want it leaked.
That's right, but Deloach is not a White House aide, so
that's
Solinger's
right.
Statement stands.
And Solinger said, I'm positive it was not, so he's speaking only of his own knowledge, but as far as I know, nobody's done it.
Right. So far as Walter and I know, no one has done it.
Mm-hmm.
And Walter was wondering if they called.
Now, I've never had any file. I've had that summary that you had, which is not a part of the file, which is just pure notes that they said they didn't give the Senate committee, although there were facts about this fellow that would seriously put him under question. But I didn't know that Pulitzer had ever been shocked by getting the background of truth of folks like that. Now, go ahead.
Well, do you think that the only course of action would be to have Walter explore Dick Berlin if they really are having things?
Yeah, I tell Dick Berlin exactly what the secretary said this morning, and saying that's what they're saying. And as far as we know, we haven't, we don't have any files, and I'd be sure we don't have.
We don't.
And all we've had is we've had interpretation, a summary, that this fellow is no good. And that's the net of what I told Mr. Pulitzer.
All right, sir. I'll go back to Walter right now.
And I don't think, though, they can much. I think the more they make out of this, the more they'll put Reynolds, have the facts come out about his file.
Well, Vector assured me he intended to discuss this with no one else.
Does he think about Reynolds?
Secretary Ross thinks that no doubt this man is an irascible character. He does not think the White House should be giving this material out, which he sure the White House hasn't been. And I think that's exactly right. He thinks it would really put you on the spot, whether you had done it or not, if the White House had given this out. And I assured him that that was not the case. And he said that actually people around town didn't believe we were putting it out. That Pearson has his sources elsewhere.
I think somebody ought to tell Pearson. Now, you didn't give Pearson anything, did you?
I read him the summary.
Yeah. Well, didn't he have it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had everything, Mr. President. He had the full thing. It is an unequivocal statement to say that Pearson had everything before he even talked to us. In fact, he called on Sunday night to ask to bring them to you to show. In fact, he got furious, Mr. President. Got literally furious. He said, God damn it, he said, here I am trying to help the President. He won't help me. What he wanted was for us to call Zuckert and tell Zuckert to let Pearson quote verbatim from this report, and we wouldn't do it. And he just said, you know, I just can't understand it. This man Reynolds is trying to destroy the President, destroy Walter Jenkins, and the President, God damn it, won't help, let me help him. In those terms, I think we're safe. The only thing that really bothers me about this conversation is that Pulitzer would be spreading around, and apparently he must be, this story. And secondly, that Hearst might do a story which says they were offered it by White House aide when in fact they were not.
Well, I'd have Walter call Dick Berlin and tell him if they were offered it, we all know who offered it, when, and how. We know nothing about it. That we know that we have received information from newspaper men themselves that said this guy is totally undependable and is psychotic. And newspaper men ask us to help obtain authority to quote. We refuse to do it. And have Berlin get right on top of it and stay on it. All right. Is Walter on with you?
No, sir. I'm in a private office. I could get him in here.
I think I'd do that.
All right, hold on just a minute. He's coming, Mr. President. Otherwise, it's quiet up here. I told Pierre this morning that we had good straight coverage on the Guantanamo news, both on television last night and in the papers this morning. Just a minute, here's Walter. I'll get on the other line. Hello?
Yeah. I think unless you know somebody that did do this with Hearst, as I understood it, Deke offered to do it and you told him not to.
That's right, and he confirmed that yesterday. In fact, he was saying it in context of the fact that too bad anybody would say that we helped.
Well, I tell him that you understand this morning that Hearst got pangs of conscience that it was offered to him and so on and so forth, and I think he ought to tell him it's never been out of his hands and that he had thought about talking to him about it, and we told him that he couldn't talk to anybody. And that we've never had the State Department file ourselves or the Air Force's file. That all we've been told was that this guy was no good. We've had a bunch of general statements. And that is true, that We've done that, but we haven't offered it to Hearst or any other newspaper man, and then I'd call Dick Berlin and tell him to get to the bottom of it and check in and see who his Washington people are that saying this without coming from you. Just tell him what the Secretary of State said this morning and see if they are figuring on doing something like that before they do it. I'm sure, though, that that's just being quoted because that's about what they told you. They told you that Hearst was getting ready to write, that Hearst had been offered it, and they called him and asked him, didn't they, New York Times?
Well, they told him that they offered it. They told me that New York Times, Phillips, had called Dennis, one of their editor in New York, and then later, what's his name, Bill Hearst, and had understood that we had talked to them about killing the story. But it had nothing to do with the leaking part of it at all. That Dunham didn't know anything about it, and that Hearst denied it.
Well, I'd tell Dick that and tell him to find out if there's anybody that claims to have done it. We've never heard of it, and we don't have the file, but we do know it. He's a very unsavory character, and they don't object to Bobby Baker's unsavoriness coming out, but I guess anybody that's against him, it's terrible. Let's see if Dick can find out what about it.
Called me yesterday and just visited a little bit and said, if you all didn't like these calls, if you all have any further questions about anything, that you call me or Eddie, don't ever call anybody up. And I said, well, we never have.
Well, I just call him right back and tell him, here's what the Secretary of State said this morning. That Hearst was having pangs of conference. We were supposed to have had Hearst in and gone all over all this with him and so on and so forth. But I think that this mob probably just Phillips slap falling around what he's heard. And I would imagine some of the New York Times told Phillips this. I mean, Phillips told some of the folks that told Russ, don't you imagine?
I would think so. Of course, the Post got a story on it in the New York Herald Tribune. I haven't seen it anywhere else.
Now, what, do they use the same story at Phillips?
No, not nearly as complete as Phillips. They don't go into those calls made by people in this office.
Said what?
About calls from this office to various people. Post doesn't do that. Their headline is who did the leak. They kind of just a general review. The Carroll Tribune is a story quoting Reynolds, in which Reynolds, they quote, and Reynolds has changed from the attacked to the attacker, and he's now accusing the White House of having done this job on him. And quotes Reynolds as saying he knows it was done for the White House. The Herald Tribune story is actually the best story of all.
Oh, yes, by far.
See, the Herald Tribune was, this is an interesting fact, Mr. President. The Herald Tribune is one of the papers that asked us, they asked me for this information. I said, I don't have it. If I had it, I wouldn't give it to you.
Well, I'd remind them of that, Bill.
Yes, sir. And also, their man, Packer, asked Dick Nelson to get it for him. That exists. They came over to the center where I was, all upset, but called. Then what did I do about it? I said, just call him back and tell him, if you can't have it, we don't have it, we're not interested in it, which he did.
Hmm.
Geiger subsequently told me that he thought we were making a mistake in not getting it and putting it out.
Well, I imagine I can release nearly anything in any file I want to, can I?
You can, Mr. President, but the releasing of personnel files could have a tremendously and potentially damaged, disastrous effect on the government operations and confidence of people in the government, in the confidence of the public in the government. You can release anything you want to.
Well, I think we can take the position we can, we haven't, and matter of fact, we ask it not be. Wait a minute, I'm trying to talk, James.
I'll talk to Jerry, but Jerry knows better than anybody the extent that I went to try to keep it from being done. I asked Jerry to even talk to Pearson's lawyer, to talk to his own lawyer, to go over it and try to reach a conclusion that it couldn't be used.
Well, you ought to call him, tell him that you see where you're supposed to be leaking, and he knows better than anyone else. You didn't do it and refused to do it. That, as a matter of fact, when we heard that Pearson got in the Air Force, we expressed the hope that the Air Force, that he wouldn't use it. Any of you have any idea where he got it? Did he get it from Zucker, do you think?
He told me, Mr. President, that he got it from a major. And he said, I'm not going to tell you who, and I'm just not going to tell you, but he said, I got it from a major. But he said, I could not have gotten it if it had not been for Zuckert's help. I don't know whether he meant the major went to Zuckert or whether the major subsequently told Zuckert and Zuckert said, okay.
I have purposely not. Well, I talked to Zuckert, but I didn't ask point blank because I don't do better than not to know.
Does Zuckert know about it?
Oh, yes. He told me that the Secretary of Defense had jumped all over him about it.
What did he say? What did he say he done?
He said the Secretary of Defense had come and talked to him and told him that he was under the impression that it came from there and that he hoped he hadn't been given to them about him.
What did he say?
I don't believe he said anything. Just that he told him.
Was that where it came from?
Well, I don't. He did not say that, but I'm sure it did because the things that he had in his column were not in any other file. Just had to.
Well, Pearson showed me what he had from here, and it was a long, lengthy thermofax copy of what could only be an official file headed by United States Air Force, and then on for this official gobbledygook. I haven't even seen that until I saw it from him.
Like everything, it's kind of hard to get mad at somebody who mistakenly perhaps was trying to be helpful.
Yeah. I think the position I take is number twofold with Berlin. At first, we didn't release it. We didn't want it released. We didn't think it's our interest to publicize the fellow to recognize him that much. We don't think so now. We'd given anything if Pearson hadn't run it. Pearson's liable lawyers called us. We told him we hoped it wouldn't run. And that's the extent of our knowledge of it. I tell Berlin that, and I tell Jerry that again, and tell him he ought to remind his friend, Mr. Friendly, that we not only didn't give it to Pearson, but we didn't want Pearson to run it. Pearson got it from the Air Force and a major in the Air Force. And when Jerry told us about it, we told him we hoped it didn't run.
All right, Pearson is quoted in all of the stories this morning. Rather good statement. He says that he absolutely did not get it from the White House, and that further than that, the White House was uncooperative.
Flabbergasted.
Well, that's the third statement, that they were uncooperative. And then they were flabbergasted when they saw what he had, when he showed them what he had.
What stories is that quoted in?
That's in all three, New York and Phillips, and in the Post, and in the Herald Tribune.
Well, maybe Christian better open up on Times and Trib being willing to publish what's against Baker, but what, today?
No, he had a good statement. He said, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that my competitors are upset about this, which implies, that they're really acting because they didn't get it.
Yeah.
He's caught about half his columns on it again this morning.
What did he say?
About the same thing, just kind of boiled down from the Air Force file. He doesn't comment on
this. What I don't understand is why people like New York Times and Phillips and Washington Post would want to protect a guy like Reynolds. They've been exposing these types of people all through the government, always. Now, they must have a conspiracy to wreck us, or they wouldn't be upset about it. And this must have hurt them and hurt them with the committee. Does Reynolds sound like he's hurt?
Well, everybody probably thinks that he's hurt. I've got 25 letters in the last two. And I've got 23.
better have a long talk with Deloach and see if he's following through on all he's following through on his leads in the state, and Air Force file. I asked you to do that yesterday, but I'm afraid you didn't get to. Did you?
No, sir, I'm not sure that.
To talk to Deloach and just tell him to be sure that there is in the FBI file that Congress will ultimately get all the material that's in the Air Force file and all the material that's in the State Department file, and any leads that they can get from it, they ought to interview him about.
All right.
Don't you agree with that? Talk to him.
The director's coming.
Talk to him.
The director's coming.
Somewhat hurt. He's having pangs of conscience. We have to talk to him and remember what he said. We're not going to, but talk to Lynn and...
And Walter, there may be reasons not to do this, but I would hope that... There may be reasons not to do this, but I would hope that at all possible we avoid saying that this is here today.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think that's coming from across the street, though, and some of this stuff being brought to him. Got to destroy confidence around on the cabinet. Otherwise, he would be good. I told you, Bill, what? Yeah. I told you, Bill, what? Yeah. Picture, didn't it? That movie? Bill, what that picture, did it? Movie?
Yes, sir.
I told you about it. Was it
you? You told me.
What's about it? Be shown.
No, sir. They will not. It will absolutely. No, sir. Not. It will absolutely not be shown until here.
All right. I'm just shocked that they started down here with this big plane. We can have two jet stars and stuff. We can't be stopped. Yeah, I had two here yesterday with me. Only had 26 a plane.
The reason that I'm... He told me they did that, Mr. President, that...
I'm flying here, I'm flying right here, and get a ride right to Sandonia. in an hour anyway, so it's just outrageous. Just tell him that.
Hour anyway, so we come out in 30 in an hour after the rain.
Out of San Antonio.
Ranch in and get
and drive out of
San Antonio.
Ranch in and get a helicopter out of San Antonio. Ranch in and get a helicopter out of San Antonio. And I can drive out here in 30 in an hour anyway, so it's just outrageous. Just tell him that, Walter. Tell him that I just think it's outrageous to have two jet stars fly me down here to fly 50 miles to the rain. Let's don't make an issue out of it where it gets in the paper, but let's just stop that kind of managing.
All right, sir.
Dale Meeks could have met me in my own plane, and Colonel Wright could have brought me up in the helicopter that I fly in all the time. Tell him to get this helicopter checked out down here so I can use it.
All right.
Major Wright's helicopter.
Tomorrow. I have a reservation on American in the morning, but I thought if it was going anyway.
Yeah, that's all right. You can go in it, although I'm afraid if they do, they'll be saying we're coming to the funeral plane, but if it's got to come anyway, why, come on, do it. But I think it'd be better if it came this afternoon late.
All right, I'm sure
they could do that, yes. He said it could go anyway.
Because then it's got to get stuff that can be acted on, because I'll be back there by the time it gets here almost tomorrow.
Good. All right.
Who's going to come on it, you and who else?
No one else that I know of.
Then just sit down and have a good story with him about this plane, shipping it. We only had 26 on our plane. Assuming they got to have a backup, that'd be one jet star. I think the backup could be the newspaper plane. Don't you think that Pearson's denial in pretty well answers for us?
I do, although they don't give it much play. They give it down in the story.
Bill?
Yes, sir, I do. Although Republicans and critics will say, well, of course you'd expect him to deny that as his source. But the average man is not going to think that, because Pearson's statement is strong. Mr. President?
Yeah.
I would like to suggest that you really put pressure on Bundy and Rusk and McCone and others to press forward on what we can do about Cuba. That's the subversion, espionage, and intelligence. Now, there are two reasons for this. One, I think we've got to do it. It's necessary. Cuba has to be dealt with. Second, the Attorney General did not miss any opportunity yesterday, either in the session he had last night in the cabinet room or in the situation room where we were for 2 hours before coming in there, to say, you know, we're slapping bats. The big problems are subversion and the training of guerrillas for Africa. And nobody's giving any thought to that. Nobody seems to be concerned about it. Nobody seems to be interested in it. Nobody seems to be able to come up with policy on it. And if we don't keep active on this, sooner or later we're going to start getting the newspaper stories saying that the president's more interested in that than he is a big problem.
I'll tell Bundy that. Just tell him that the point he and Bundy and somebody in the State Department, the three of them, come up and see what we do about this subversion. Tell him I want the Attorney General and Bundy and somebody from the State Department, maybe Avril Harriman, whoever the Rusk wants designated, get to work on see what we do about this importation of subversion from Cuba. And also tell Bundy that I want to really press him again along the line of that wire and see what they've got to report on our offensive out there in Vietnam. Do those two things now by conversation that you keep this morning.
Right. If you want the appearance of